This is program number LW2287. Well, it's incredible, this thing called coincidence. Abraham Lincoln and John Fitzgerald Kennedy, their assassinations are linked together by an amazing series of coincidences. Let me tell you about them today. Hi, this is Larry West. Abraham Lincoln was first elected to Congress in 1846. John F. Kennedy followed exactly 100 years later. Kennedy was elected president of the United States exactly 100 years to the month after Lincoln was elected. After their deaths, they were both succeeded by Southerners named Johnson. Andrew Johnson was born in 1808 and Lyndon in 1908. Both John Wilkes Booth, the man who killed Lincoln, and Lee Harvey Oswald, Kennedy's killer, were both themselves shot before they could come to trial. Booth committed his crime in a theater and then ran to a barn. Oswald pulled the trigger from the window of a barn, a warehouse in Dallas, and ran to a theater. It's interesting, on the day that Lincoln was assassinated, he told the guard, William H. Crook, "I believe there are men who want to take my life, and I have no doubt they will do it. If it is to be done, it is impossible to prevent it." Kennedy likewise unsuspectingly told his wife Jackie and his personal advisor Ken O'Donnell, "If somebody wants to shoot me from a window with a rifle, nobody can stop him, so why worry about it?" He said that only a few hours before being shot. Lincoln and Kennedy were both civil rights campaigners. Both were shot on a Friday, both in the back of the head, and both had their wives with them. Lincoln was shot in Ford's Theater, and Kennedy was shot in a car made by the Ford Motor Company. A Lincoln. One final coincidence. Kennedy had a secretary named Evelyn Lincoln. Incredible coincidences. That's what they are. It's amazing how many coincidences can happen, and it almost makes you want to believe that there's some kind of hidden message from some superpower behind it. Let me tell you another one. Remember when Patricia Hearst was kidnapped back in 1974? Well, 2 years before that, a fellow by the name of James Rusk wrote a novel entitled Black Abductor that depicted the details with such stunning accuracy that after the kidnapping happened, the book was re-released under the title Abduction, Fiction Before Fact. The writer was as astonished as anyone else when he saw the accuracy. You see, according to the novel, written 2 years before the fact, a young college student named Patricia, the daughter of a wealthy and prominent right-wing figure, is kidnapped near the campus while she is with her boyfriend, who is severely beaten. Initially, the boyfriend is a suspect in the case. The kidnappers, led by an angry young black man, are members of a terrorist revolutionary group, and at first, the girl is an unwilling captive, but later adopts the ideology and joins the group. They send Polaroid pictures of her to her father, along with messages, in what is termed America's first political kidnapping. The fictional abductors predict that they will ultimately be surrounded by police, tear-gassed, and killed. About 4 weeks after the Hearst kidnapping, the FBI paid a visit on Rusk and showed him pictures of the SLA group that had kidnapped her. Because of the book, the FBI suspected that Rusk had been in on the planning of the kidnapping. Incredible coincidences. That's what they are. You know, when things happen by coincidence, there is someone who all of a sudden wants to jump up and say, "No, it wasn't just a coincidence. It's the hand of fate. It was written in the stars." Have you ever had someone to say, "Well, when it comes your time to die, you can't change it," or "What it says in the lines of your palm, that's the way things must be"? The idea is your destiny is beyond your control. In case that's what you're beginning to believe, it is what causes a lot of worry in people's lives, you know. In case you too are traveling that road, let me tell you, it's all a bunch of junk. Your destiny is in your hands. What you do with your life, be it good or bad, productive or totally fruitless, successful or not, it's all up to you. Whether you put God in it or not, whether you make heaven your destiny or hell, it's all in your hands. The question is, what are you going to decide you're going to do with Jesus Christ in your life? Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. That's what he comes begging you to decide to do. And it's all your decision. I'm Larry West at World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called What Controls Your Life? Write me for it. What Controls Your Life? Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.